Everybody, MC from Candy Box here. Thanks for tuning in. Today we have a special episode because I was able to pull one of my very good friends and project manager at Launch 48, Ryan Jakes, in the building. How are you doing, Ryan?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, MC?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for being here today. I'm very excited to talk about Launch 48 and all the awesome stuff that you do there. For a lot of people that don't know what Launch 48 is, it's very exciting to see Ryan sit down with clients for over a course of 2 days. Start from absolute scratch with just a concept in mind and bring that to life by the end of 2 days. Ryan, I'd love to even hear you explain it. You know, what does that 2-day project look like with you and a client?
Yeah, so basically the client comes into the studio, sits with me for a couple of days. We start the first day talking about the website objective, the target audience, calls to action and such. Put together a couple of design ideas, get approval on those ideas, make some wireframes. As we're putting the website together, I'm training them on how to manage it themselves. They're getting a chance to work on the website themselves and add content. They kind of learn the inner workings of the website while we're building it. And then at the end of the 2 days, they understand how it works and they're able to manage it themselves.
That's amazing. And, you know, I've personally witnessed you putting together these Launch 48 projects, and it's amazing by how much you're able to do in a short period of time. I always tell people what I find most impressive about Ryan is that he's able to put on a marketing hat and then he's able to switch that up and put on a design hat right after to make sure that they get the best product. So that's very impressive. Ryan and I actually talked recently and we talked about a common saying that a painter needs to know when to stop painting. And that's the philosophy where they need to know when to give up and saying like, we are so happy with this project that we're ready to push it forward and saying that we're completed and finished. What does that look like in a Launch 48 project? When you look at a website, at what point can you tell yourself that, okay, I feel like it's finished, I feel like it's ready to go out into market?
Sure. So there's going to be an objective to every website, and that's if they want to drive traffic to a certain page and get some phone numbers, if they want to get people filling out a form, if they want people signing up for the newsletter. So by starting with that in mind, you have a very clear idea of what an endpoint looks like. You have that objective that you're working towards. So you put together a website that achieves that objective, and that's what you need. You don't need bells and whistles. You need something that does the job of converting customers. So it's really easy to see where an endpoint is because you know if the website is geared towards doing whatever the whole point of the website is, you know that it's at a point that it's ready to ship. So there's designs that get a little bit more extravagant. There's designs that are quite simple, but the overall function of the website is really what governs when we push it live. Is if it's doing its job, it's ready to go.
Right. And you know, you and I both agree that a website is never really finished, right? You always have to assess the analytics and results and then recalibrate the site to make sure that it is doing its job. Because, in many cases, the website isn't always performing as best as you want. And the question you got to ask yourself is why, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And when I say ready to ship, I mean ready. Mahfouz hit it right on the head. A website's a live project. It's always going. So, you push your best ideas forward and then maybe you find out something's working better and you adapt and you change as you need to. But it's important to know that whatever success looks like, whatever the conversion looks like on the website, as long as you're always focused on that, it's really easy to know, whether the website's performing well and what to improve.
That's great. That's awesome, Ryan. And I can imagine that between those 2-day projects that you do with different clients, that you have an opportunity to sit down and really dissect what their old website looks like, right? To prepare yourself, to learn about, okay, here are the things that they're doing wrong so that when we do a new website, we're going to fix it and we're going to make sure we're doing it right. I'd love for you to kind of break down, when you do dissect those websites, the old ones, what are some of the things that you find that are the biggest issues with website? What are business owners doing wrong with their websites more commonly than you see versus anything else?
Number one is they build the website for themselves instead of the customers. A lot of the time they like to talk about themselves, and it's not a fault of any one business. It's, you like to talk about your successes and where you've been and where you're going, and sometimes that's the more fun conversation to have internally, not necessarily the sales conversation. So I see a lot of websites with, a lot more effort put into the About Us page and the company history and the board of directors for charities. And then you've got, one page dedicated to the entire bundle of services. There's no breakdown by what the services actually do. There's all the focus is internal and telling the story that you like to tell and not telling the story that, that is going to convert the customer to, you know, a website visitor to a customer. So I think rule number one is just always be thinking about your website's a sales tool. So you, it, you should always be selling. You shouldn't be just, you know, pontificating on how great you are. You should be really using that, building some momentum, and trying to convert those visitors to customers.
Love it. I think that's fantastic. And guys, for those who are tuning in, you know, we did spend the last couple episodes talking about how important it is to create a website that's dedicated to your customers and not for yourself. So if you did want to visit those links and tune into those, I'll post those in the transcript below. And, you know, I don't want us to be the guys that focus on the negative, you know, what business owners are doing wrong and harp on them. I actually want us to be an audio blog that helps business owners. So let's jump to the other spectrum and let's talk about, you know, what are some of the best practices that a business should do today? So you can imagine that a business owner is listening to this right now and they're having that aha moment where they're like, okay, I need to do something about my website. I'm doing all the wrong things. What is something that they can do today to start heading down the right path?
Well, you know, it depends. There's a few things they can do just in terms of gearing it more towards the customer, shifting up some of the language to be focused more on, you know, a little bit more salesy and marketing type language. You know, talking about what customers are going to get out of them as opposed to just talking about themselves. So shifting up some of that language, you don't have to make a huge change to your design as long as you're gearing it more towards your customers. But the other thing that I would do is try to think of order of information. Is our customers really going to need to know that you've been in the same facility for 40 years before they know what the product is that you're selling? Like you really need to be focusing more on getting customers, and that's the whole point. I'm going to keep harping on it. It's a sales tool. You got to be changing stuff. Meet your customers where they are. Tell them what you're going to do for them very early, and you should start seeing more phone calls at least. So.
Great.
That would be my number one tip.
Take note, business owners. There's a lot of great ideas being shared by Ryan today. And you know what's great is that the Launch 48 motto, you can literally change things around in 48 hours. So if you got a great idea today and you want to execute it, start today and see what a difference your website can make for you. And as we mentioned before, always recalibrate, always change and adjust to the market to make sure that your website is performing. Ryan, I also want to talk a bit about the future as we're wrapping up this interview. I want us to think about what's going to be happening in the digital world in the next 365 days. And I'd love to hear from you based on the amount of time you spent researching websites, researching applications and different practices. What do you think is going to be the next big trend in the next year?
I think we're already starting to see it. There's The flashiness is going away a little bit. You're getting simpler designs. It doesn't mean that they're any less beautiful, but you know the flashy colors, the lots of animations, stuff like that. Attention getters that are just, you know, drawing the eye and not really providing any substance. I think you're going to see a trend away from that, and it's also for accessibility, making things easier for a bigger amount of the population to access. You don't want to just be, you know, segregating part of your population automatically just because your site doesn't have a good color scheme for people with a visual impairment, for instance, or you know if your audio is not subtitled for someone with a hearing impairment. You're going to see a lot more trends towards simplification, gearing things towards overall user experience, making things much easier to do on the website, and steering a little bit further away from the garish and bold designs. I think that's going to be a trend that I see.
Yeah, I can agree more. I think everyone's putting so much emphasis in being the most glamorous business, and they want to put all of the above in their website, right? It's like when you want everything from A to Z on your website, it starts getting a little overwhelming. So I love the word simplicity that you're using. And I think that's crucial to make sure that it's shining and is doing a good job in your website. Ryan, I'm gonna finish the interview with one crucial question. This is the make or break. Like this is like, if you get this question wrong, nothing else in the interview matters. But it's our prime candy box tradition. What is your favorite candy and why?
Website, I think my favorite candy is Three Musketeers. It's my favorite chocolate bar, but I think my all-time favorite candy is Rockets. Just, you know, bang for your buck. You get little 15 little Rockets there in one package, so you can stretch that pretty far. And Rockets, obviously, there's a pretty strong correlation with Launch 48. There's a rocket in our logo.
Yeah.
So it's easy to love the Rockets.
Yeah, love it. That's great. Hey, Ryan, thanks for coming into the studio. We love you know, bouncing ideas back and forth with you. I think you are the website ninja, right? You are the website warrior. You come up with the greatest ideas, and I love seeing your work. Let the viewers know, where can they find more about Launch 48 and learn about what you offer?
For sure. Check out launch48.ca. We've got a bunch of information on our website. We've got some stuff from our portfolio up there, some frequently asked questions. A lot of people aren't sure how exactly we can do it in 2 days. So a lot of that information is explained on our website. And of course, you can always reach out to me, Ryan, at launch48.ca if you do have any questions to follow up.
Great. Ryan, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.